start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I wanna tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine, oh yeah, someday I'm gonna make her mine.
I'm Richard Cheese, and you're lounging against the machine on Time Travel with Chris Earle on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
You're gonna end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river.
So much, and he won't play what they say to play, and he don't wanna change what don't need to change.
there goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. Well, some folks say they're gonna hang him so high, 'cause you just can't do what he did. There's some things you just can't put in the minds of those kids. As we celebrate mediocrity, all the boys upstairs wanna see how much you'll pay for what you used to get for free. There goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. And there goes the last human voice. And there goes the last DJ. Sometimes it'll kinda come in, and I'll bust a move and remember how it was back then. And there goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. There goes the DJ.
Okay. sausage in a bottle.
Was a bitch, she's a bitch to all the boys and girls. On Monday, she's a bitch. On Tuesday, she's a bitch. And Wednesday to Saturday, she's a bitch. Then on Sunday, just to be different, she's a super king. Kamehameha, bitch. Have you ever met my friend? Cause mom, she's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. She's a mean old bitch, and she has stupid hair. She's a bitch, 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 bitch. Have you ever met my friend? Cause mom, she's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. She's a mean old bitch, and she has stupid hair. She's a bitch, 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 bitch. She's a stupid bitch. Cause mom's a bitch, and she's just a dirty bitch. I really mean it, cause mom, she's a big fat f***ing bitch. Big old fat f***ing bitch, cause mom, yeah.
Do you mind if I sit here?
No, fine. No, good. Fine. Good.
Thank you.
Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to De Niro, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from with OG at a Yankee game. I made the Yankee hat more famous than the Yankee can. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of niggas walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot, corners where we selling rock. Africa been by the shit, home of the hip hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners it ain't fair, they act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special ed, I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. 3 dice CeeLo, 3 card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King. Yo, I'm from the Empire State. That's blinding. Girls need blinders so they could step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip the life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the Apple Eve. Caught up in the in crowd, now you're in style. And in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin, it's a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad, the city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her, just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin. And Jesus can't save you, life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. Empty in May, got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an Ambien.
Silly Noises, our two teams are the Bournemouth and District Amateur Gynecologists, who take on our visitors today from Goole in Yorkshire, the Humber and District Catholic River Wideners Club. And it's Bournemouth's turn to choose the first subject. Bournemouth.
Clay pigeon shooting, please.
No, Goole?
History?
Yes, well done, Goole. And so Goole got a point ahead in Silly Noises this week, and here's history. What famous 19th century foreign minister made this noise when you pushed him?
Nick, 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 nick.
Lord Aberdeen?
Yes, 3 points. And now, Bournemouth?
Yes?
Wrong. The answer was a pederast. No points there. Ghoul, your second history question. What European treaty was signed to the sound of this?
Kitty, 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 kitty.
The Franco-Prussian Alliance of 1821?
Yes, indeed, no mistaking that. Now, Bournemouth, you ready?
Yes.
No bad luck, rather a difficult one, no points. And so, with Gaul leading by 7-0, we're going to suddenly stop the game.
Good evening. Tonight, dinosaurs. I have here, sitting in the studio next to me, an elk. Oh, I'm sorry, an elk. Mrs. An Elk.
Miss.
Miss An Elk, who is an expert
no,
on
no,
the...
No, no, an elk.
What?
An elk, not an expert.
No, no, I was saying that you, Miss Elk, were an A-N, not A-N-N-E expert.
Oh.
On elks. I'm sorry, on dinosaurs.
Yes, I certainly am, Chris. How very true, my word, yes.
Now, Miss Elk, Anne, you have a new theory about the Brontosaurus.
Can I just say here, Chris, for one moment, that I have a new theory about the Brontosaurus?
Exactly. What is it?
Where?
No, 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 what is your theory?
Oh, what is my theory?
Yes.
Oh, what is my theory that it is? Yes. Well, you may well ask, what is my theory?
I am asking.
And well, you may. Yes, my word, you may well ask what it is, this theory of mine. Well, this theory that I have, that is to say, which is mine, is mine.
I know it's yours. What is it?
Where? Oh, what is my theory?
Yes.
Ah, my theory that I have follows the lines that I am about to relate.
Oh,
the theory by A. Elk. That's A for Anne, it's not by A. Elk.
Right.
This theory, which belongs to me, is as follows. This is how it goes. The next thing that I'm about to say is my theory. Ready? The theory by A.L. brackets, Miss brackets. My theory is along the following lines.
Oh, God.
All brontosauruses are thin at one end, much, much thicker in the middle, and then thin again at the far end. That is the theory that I have, and which is mine, and what it is too.
That's it, is it?
Right, Chris.
Well, Anne, this theory of yours seems to have hit the nail on the head.
And it's mine.
Thank you for coming along to the studio.
My pleasure, Chris.
Britain's newest wasp farm...
It's been a lot of fun.
Opened last week...
Saying what my theory is.
Yes, thank you.
And whose it is.
Yes, opened last week...
I have another theory.
Not today, thank you.
My theory number two, which is the second theory that I have. This theory...
Oh, shut up!
...is what I'm about to say...
Oh, please,
which,
shut up!
...with what I have said are the two theories that are mine and which belong to
me. Look, if you don't shut up, I shall shoot you.
My base of theories, which I possess the ownership of, which belongs to... The Theory the Second, by Anne...
Hello, and welcome to the wonderful world of sound! Yes, the sound of a common household ant magnified 300,000 times. And now, the sound of a tiny cockroach sneezing magnified 60 million times.
Achoo!
See how it frightened the ant? Ow! Got my finger in the drawer there. Even the sound of a tsetse fly picking its nose magnified only 75,000 times frightens the ant. Woodlouse as well! Ow! Oh, the chair! Ow! Oh, Jesus Christ!
Shut up!
Sorry! Well, now listen to this! The sound of an African anteater rubbing Vic on its chest! Wow! Hey! Isn't that exciting? And... Oh, damn!
Shut up!
Sorry! But can a black ant get hold of Vic Vapor Rub? Well, no! But it can ask a friend to get some! Listen to this. Magnified 92,000 times, the sound of the vicious Afghan panther lizard visiting the chemist! Isn't nature wonderful? Hey, yeah! And now a herd of zebras visiting the same chemist to ask for something for the weekend! And finally, oh God, finally some eye drops being bought in the chemist just down the street by a Bengal tiger! They trampled the woodlouse! Oh, Christ, the chair! Ah! Oh, God almighty!
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. The show is called Time Travel with Chris Earle. Here with you until 7 p.m. If you're still at work, leave.
200 is so vitally descriptive to both you and me. It's your weight and my IQ. Now think, people, think!
Come on, y'all!
Town. Taught to fear Jesus in a small town.
Still hayseed enough to say, look who's in the big town. My bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
Here's to 5 miserable months on the wagon and all the irreparable harm that it's caused me.
My comes through my walk, two feelings are shown from the way that I talk, and this is me. this should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
What's your name, scumbag?
Nothing in love.
Then everybody be served like California.
mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
If you think that a kiss is on the lips, come on, you got it all wrong, man. And if you think that our dance was all in the hips, oh well, then do the twist. If you think holding hands is all in the fingers, grab hold of the soul where the memory lingers, and make sure to never do it with a singer, cause I'll tell everyone in the world what he was thinking about the girl.
Did you know that wetlands are one of the world's most valuable places? It's true. I'm Morgan Freeman, speaking on behalf of Ducks Unlimited, world's leader in wetlands and waterfowl conservation. Wetlands benefit everyone by filtering and cleaning our water. Wetlands help protect people from damaging storms and help trap and slow floodwaters. Wetlands provide you a location for hunting, fishing, boating, and a place to enjoy nature. And more than 900 species of wildlife depend on wetlands for survival. That's why I'm supporting Ducks Unlimited's work to conserve and restore North America's wetlands. You can help too. Help Ducks Unlimited conserve wetlands by supporting its Wetlands for Tomorrow campaign. Ducks Unlimited. Conservation today, wetlands for tomorrow.
WMFO Medford.
Rich Dad, it's almost 6 o'clock. Yeah, I had bought a small 2.5-pound eye-round rose last night. And Ginny just went out to get her eyebrows waxed at the mall. So, you want to come here and eat it? I got baked potatoes with the eye-round rose and, you know, green beans. It's up to you. If you don't want to, it's okay. I wasn't expecting the weather to be...